matters most for me, Burr. Don't want us to be like my parents, who've never talked about anything in their lives except about what's for dinner. Things obviously aren't going to work out between us. I don't want it this way. I want a family. I want children. I want a normal household. Meeting in secret like this, having sex, and then lying here in silence. This isn't what I want. It really isn't. Where do you think you're going? Oh, come back. Bo, you didn't understand me at all. I just wanted to...
Ugelberg is a cosmic town. I describe it as such because it is civilization in miniature. Even if the rest of the world goes under, Ugelberg will still keep going. It has literally everything people need. True, just one of everything. Ugelberg has a shop, a museum, a school, and a nursery. It also has an open-air theatre, an esplanade to stroll along, a children's activities club, a cinema that's never opened its doors, and even a fountain simulating a coal mine. All of this designed by people who have never set eyes on a miner and evidently had no idea of what miners were like or needed. To make up for it, there's one bar for the entire town. For the people of Ugelberg, this bar is a church, a stadium, a shop and school rolled into one. And reigning supreme here is Usatia. Within the realm of the bar, her word is law, and pity anyone who breaks this law, because they'll face being ostracized.
Oh, it's not a big deal for you, is it? You put down everyone's IOU in this book of yours, right? Do it for me too, for Kultun, a double vodka.
I give them credit because I know they'll pay it all back from their wages. They're not going to run off this island. And if they don't pay up, they won't get a drop more from me, and they know that too. But you, Kultun, how would you get any cash? You earn peanuts in your boiler room and still manage to get drunk all the time. How do you manage it?
Ah, you want to know my secret? It's one hell of a secret. Oh. Let's do a deal. I'll give you my secret, you'll pour me a drink.
I can see you've got nothing much to offer besides this secret of yours. Get back to your boiler room and keep an eye on the steam pressure or whatever you do there. Go on, get out. I've had enough of you already.
Write down an IOU from Ockval for a shot of vodka.
And me for a double and a beer.
Here, listen to what I composed today. Miners down the mine, this man-made lump of coal, you've won. And people full of thankfulness have thanked you for all you've done. Well, something like that.
Nice one. Well done, Kultun. Your health?
How does it go? Full of thankfulness?
Have thanked you for all you've done. That means all of us. Miners. I have a toast.
Write down another vodka for me, Usatia.
Miners. Proud underground workers.
Hey, I don't have anything to clink glasses with. Well, what's the problem? Usatia, put a bottle down on my account. Hand me a glass, Kultun, and I'll pour you in right now.
Got what you wanted in the end.
Miners, you and I live on the edge of the earth. But we don't just live here, we work here. Each of us risks his life every day and knows why he's doing so. We're here so that it's warm on the mainland, because our work is needed on the mainland. Because people there can't do without us. They need to heat the houses and bring their children up and work in the arts and sciences while we work hard here to get the black gold out of the bowels of the earth. Miners! On the mainland, they've got nothing without us, but with us, they've got power!
Yes.
Yes!
Yes, you're right there. That I understand.
Write down another vodka for Mount Valley.
Hey, Usatia. Tell me about that stranger.
What stranger? First I've heard about him. One for me in this class.
Yeah.
I want to hear about him too. Viedka's made my head throb with all her talk about him.
There's nothing in that head of yours, Orval. Huh? As for the stranger, well, first of all, he's not a boozer like you lot.
No surprise there. Who can drink more than a miner? Only another miner.
Secondly, he's not as dirty as all of you.
It's not dirt, it's camouflage. Hey, come on, pour me one, lad.
There you are.
Thank you.
Thirdly, he's got...
Hello, Satya. Hello, guys.
Hello, Serena.
Usatia, got any coffee left? Remember you had some ground coffee.
Coffee? Yeah, I saw some somewhere or other a couple of months ago. I'll go and have a look in the storehouse.
How are things?
Fine, thanks, Bo. I reckon you've grown several centimetres since I last saw you.
Me? Yeah, well, I'm about 1.94 metres, just the same as ever.
Like. Soon he'll go down the mine and won't be able to get out again, and we'll have to hack him out with pickaxes.
Here. Is it for him?
What a beautiful cardigan you've got on today. It really suits the colour of your eyes.
Oh, it's mauve. I love everything mauve.
Thanks for the coffee. You know what he says? That the world is rapidly warming up. Global changes are taking place. The glaciers are melting, and soon there'll be no winters anymore.
What? That don't make sense, that, what you're saying. Maybe you got the wrong end of the stick.
No, wait, I mean, if there'll be no more winters, well, that's good, right? Isn't it, Serena?
Goodbye.
I don't get it. Why was Serena dressed so smartly? Is there some celebration going on today?
Celebration? Well, obviously not here.
I don't get it either. Why didn't he come here himself? He could have come here and told us about this... What is it, this warming? Doesn't he want to get to know us?
Who is there for him to get to know here?
You, do you mean? Why, he wouldn't shake your hand. And if he did, he'd wipe it straight away with a white handkerchief.
Who are you talking about?
Why are you all talking rubbish? He'll come and introduce himself one of these days, this stranger of yours, sure as eggs is eggs.
Oh, I doubt it somehow.
The main thing is, he doesn't turn out to be some kind of maniac. The rest will sort itself out.
Let's drink, Asacha, to everything being okay for Serena.
Let's. Now, where's your glass?
Ah!
Don't you trick me to pouring you a drink. Oh, you wretched devil. So, all right, then, I'll pour you one, you lame duck, and drink to your craftiness. And to everything turning out fine for Serena.
I don't drink coffee, Serena. My brain doesn't require stimulants. Besides, it's already so late. I just mentioned coffee because I was finding it hard to keep the conversation going.
But will you tell me some more, Max? It's so interesting. It's a funny name you've got. Max. It doesn't sound human somehow. It's what you call a dog or a parrot, but it's a very odd name for a person.
It was my father's idea. Well, I don't know why he gave him this name. I've never asked.
Tell me, Max, why is it you've decided to save the world?
I'm not saving the world. Is one person really capable of doing that? But, as everyone knows, a person can be part of a general movement. I'm doing research. I'm looking for convincing proof that global warming is a real phenomenon.
I've often imagined someone asking me, would you give up your life to make the world a better place? I mean, say, to put an end to war. I would, you know, I'd say yes. Even though it's so good to be alive. You know, every morning I wake up and think, what an exciting and wonderful world I live in.
There's no point dreaming up scenarios like that. Firstly, the situation you've just described is impossible. Secondly, the world isn't an incomprehensible system. Everything can be calculated. Thirdly...
What else?
Thirdly, this system you refer to as the world isn't perfect. I've already explained to you how easily it can be destroyed. My studies of global warming, which is an end product of human activity, proves it. Activity that could have triggered irreversible changes in the world. These changes are like genetic abnormalities that accumulate in a family from one generation to the next. They may be of a positive kind, but more often than not.
So tell me about your family. What about your father?
It's irrelevant.
How come?
My father's a scientist. He's well known. I don't remember my mother. None of it matters.
Why doesn't it? I want to find out more about you. It can be my small piece of research.
He's a theoretical scientist, and he always wanted me to be a theorist too and to become famous like him. But I'm doing the sort of work that doesn't bring you fame. I'm trying to explain to people things that can already be observed. I've come here to collate the facts. I'm interested only in the facts. The temperature of melting ice, comparing the carbon dioxide in glacial ice today with 1,000 years ago.
And did your father approve of this trip?
I don't want to talk about it. It's time I went to bed. Thank you for your hospitality, Serena. Thank you for warning me about the abandoned house. I certainly didn't wish to contravene any administrative or any other...
I feel like... I'm sorry if I'm going to say something stupid now. I feel like nobody's ever really understood what I'm saying. Who I am. The way you understand me. Everyone here's saying we're special. You and me. It's funny and silly, I suppose, but I like it a lot.
Can I go now? I must get some sleep.
Of course. I'm very glad you're staying with me.
Yes. It's quite comfortable enough here for me. And thank you.
It's leisure. Has something happened?
It looks very much like it, yes. You've got an urgent telegram.
People in Ugelberg aren't like people on the mainland, and they're becoming less like them with every passing year. They're gradually acquiring a language of their own. I suppose every town does, but when the town's on an island you can only get to by taking a long-haul flight or travelling by ship for several days during the brief window of time when the sea isn't icebound, these differences become more marked. Hence, communications with the mainland are dealt with by an interpreter. Quite simply, by the mine's manager, who has to be able to speak two languages, pared down Ugelberg language and mainland bureaucratic speak. Not all concepts can be translated from one language to the other, and this is Hromoy's main dilemma.
Serena! Oh, it's very good you've come. I wasn't expecting you to.
I haven't any classes today. And besides, you asked me to. Leisha brought over your telegram last night. Did you want something?
Well, first of all, to see you.
No, seriously, has something happened? The telegram scared me.
Now come here, I want to kiss you.
Wait! First, tell me what's happened. How was your trip?
How was it? Bad. Not good. Anyway, look, I've brought you a gift. You're going to like it.
You mean to say this is why you've got me over here?
Well, look, I was missing you yesterday, so... I sent you a telegram. Forget it. Look, you've never had one before. Nobody here's got one. It's a notebook. Look at that flat screen. You see how small and light it is?
Hamoy, I don't need gifts.
I bought it off a guy at the airport. I fell in love with it as soon as I set eyes on it. It's so elegant. It's so unusual. I thought straight away, this is for Serena.
Don't you need to go to the mine? Everyone's probably waiting for you there.
But they can wait. So, where's the switch?
I'm not going to take this gift. If I do, you'll think I owe you something. But I don't want to owe you anything, Hamoy.
Oh, no, wait. It's not switching on for some reason. Maybe I pressed the wrong button.
Everything's changed so much. You can't imagine how much.
I actually saw it switch on. The guy at the airport, he switched it on while I was watching.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I accidentally gave you hope, if you thought that you and I... I'm just sorry, that's all.
I don't understand. It switched on before, and the screen lit up blue, and at the screensaver had tropical fish on it. Brightly coloured tropical fish. I saw it myself.
Sorry. I must go.
No, wait, it's going to work. If you're not going to work, I don't need you. Got it? I don't need you!
What effect does it have?
It's a process during which the absorption and emission of infrared radiation by atmospheric gases causes the atmosphere and Earth's surface to heat up.
Where did you dig him up from, Colton?
He didn't dig me up. I got here myself.
It's you lot who spend all day down mine like moles. But two civilized individuals can always find time to meet and have a conversation. A man's been in our town for 4 days now, but we haven't even really met him. What about your Ugelberg hospitality?
Just a second. Colton told me you're interested in...
Let's drink.
I can't drink anymore. Everything here's too strong for me.
But you said yourself you wanted to be understood.
Yes, but...
There's only one way of being understood in Ugelberg. Another round of Satya.
Oh, I can see you're sticking to him like a leech, Colton. Found yourself a sponsor.
I saved his life.
What?
We met on a track on the way to the glacier. He was walking there without a gun. Listen, mate, I said to him, if you want to get eaten by a polar bear, you're going about it exactly the right way. And if you don't, at the very least, you should turn back.
And then I said, I need samples of continental ice to measure the changes in the presence of salts in the cut over the last 200 years, and preferably more recent strata.
And then I said, mate, I didn't understand a damn thing you just said. But if you want me to understand you, come back with me to Asatia's and we'll clear things up there.
And you're very well.
Here I am.
It's very noisy here today, Asatia.
The boss! Hey!
Hello, everyone!
Versace, I'm treating everyone.
Oh, hey. Welcome back, Conway.
Well, come on then, what's been going on here without me?
Oh, better you tell us.
What are they saying about us on the mainland? They're waiting for the call, I suppose.
They all do exactly what Conway tells them to, don't they, Conway?
Well, everything's the same as ever, Aunt Val. Everything's fine.
So it should be. What would they do without us, eh?
But this guy here, Cromoy...
Hello?
...is claiming that we've caused a world disaster.
Well, who is he? I've never seen him before.
Why? This is Max. He's a scientist, and you know where he's living. Hey!
I'm sorry.
But what are you doing, Asatia? This is my only good shirt. And you're pouring stuff all over it like it were a flower bed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Colton. My hand slipped. Let me pour you another on the house.
You're forgiven, Asatia, but only if you treat me tomorrow, not tonight, when Cromoy isn't treating us.
Just Colton always turns things to his advantage. I'm Cromoy. I'm the manager of the Ugelberg mine.
I'm Max. I'm a scientist. Yeah, strictly speaking, Colton isn't entirely wrong. 3/4 of the anthropogenic emissions of greenhouse gases are caused by, amongst other things, the use of coal. In other words, the problem I'm researching is directly linked to your work.
Say something, Cromoy. He's been telling us this sort of thing for the past half hour.
We'll be scientists ourselves, too.
Right. Here, to our new acquaintance and to Cromoy's return. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Max, I completely lost track of you. I cooked supper, but you didn't turn up.
I was waiting for you, Serena, by the house. But then this guy turned up and...
I wasn't borrowing him for long. You can have him back now.
Shall we go?
Yes.
Don't you want to say hello to me?
Sorry, Cromoy, I didn't notice you. Max, are we going?
Yes. Goodbye. It was really nice to get to know you all.
Well, you won't stay, Serena.
It's too smoky in here, and besides, it's too late. Max has to get up early. He's got work to do. Goodbye, everyone.
She's right. I've got to set off early in the morning, and... Well, goodbye.
Cheerio.
Bye.
There just wasn't time to tell you, Cromoy.
And, well, what was there to say? Let's drink, shall we? We're glad you're back.
Let's drink, Cromoy. By the way, did you tell them off on the mainland over the ships? If they're going to be so late turning up again, we'll organise another strike like in 84, and that'll really make them sit up.
That's life for you. What can you do?
I don't understand. I don't understand why everyone suddenly got so glum like we're at a funeral. Come on, fill everyone's glasses of Satya. It's my round.
There, you can see right away who's in charge here.
To Cromoy.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
My head's spinning. Serena, you had some coffee.
I'll make some. Why did you drink so much?
I just want to be clear. I want to be understood. I said to them, we're in danger. The end of the world is coming. This is a fact. I've always believed in empirical data, and there's enough data to show that the end of the world is near. Numbers don't lie. They can't make mistakes. There are universal laws that always work. Oh, God, I feel dizzy.
Numbers just exist. They don't necessarily mean anything to people.
My head is spinning.
Well, you could press some ice against it. Oh, your forehead's so hot.
What are you doing? Do you think if you kiss me, I'll change? That only happens in fairy tales. My father was right when he said that my place was in a laboratory.
That's not true.
Why did you kiss me? What do you want to prove to me?
Nothing. This theorem doesn't need proof.
I've got nothing to give to you.
And there's nothing I want from you.
Who's that? I'm closing up.
Is that you, Homoy? Oh, you scared me. Oh, look at you. You're covered in snow, swaying from side to side like a drunk polar bear.
Pour me a drink, Osachi.
Where did you vanish to? Everyone was sitting here having a good time, but then when they decided to drink to your health, you'd gone. Somehow you'd slipped out without anyone noticing.
I said, pour me a drink.
Sure. You can't stand upright. How can you drink any more?
I looked through the window. She put some ice to his head and then kissed him.
What are you mumbling about?
Then she kissed him again. Then she took hold of his hand and led him away. There were curtains on the windows. There were curtains on the windows in the room next door. White, with large red roses, like crushed lingonberries. Such nasty red spots. They were there, behind those nasty soiled curtains. Inside, while it was snowing outside.
Here, Homoy, drink this. Keep drinking, go to sleep. And in the morning, try not to remember what you saw.
The spots on those curtains looked like blood. I'll never forget that.
Serena, stop. Wait, I need to talk to you.
I'm in a hurry, Homoy.
I know where you're going to. You're going to Vietka's, aren't you, for your beautiful new dress. I heard about it. Turquoise, the colour of a tropical lagoon. No, will you stop? I'm trying to talk to you.
Homoy, I've got a lot on.
Now, listen to me. Listen carefully. What I want to put to you is very serious. Just hear me out.
What is it you want from me?
You must trust me. It's serious. The fact is, Oogleberg will soon cease to exist.
You had too much to drink yesterday, Homoy.
Oogleberg will cease to exist. Nobody knows about this yet. And it's been under discussion on the board for a long time, but the thing is, the miners believe they're needed over there on the mainland, but nobody needs them. Or their coal. Nobody needs our coal. They're closing down the mine and doing away with the town.
I don't believe it. They've always needed this town.
Oh, they needed it because the government on the mainland decided that we had to be here in the north. So other countries knew that they had us to reckon with. Coal has little to do with it. Did you know that our ships used to tip the coal into the sea and didn't take it anywhere?
What are you saying?
I've lived with this for many years now, but it's all over. Maintaining Oogleberg's too expensive.
But you haven't told anyone about this.
You tried telling them about it. Are you brave? You tell them. It's their whole life, Oogleberg. And what's more, they're afraid of the mainland. They've never been there. They won't survive there.
And why are you telling me this?
Serena, if you agree, I'll take you to a place where everyone will appreciate your beautiful turquoise dress, where everyone will understand how beautiful you are, and where everyone will be able to judge you on merit. All of this will be possible when you're with me. The board has offered me a job, an important one, much more important than my job now. You'll be able to have the kind of life you deserve. Teaching, travelling, everything you want. You wanted to visit the tropics? We'll go off to the islands, where it's summer all year round, where there are tropical fish and see the colour of your dress, and a wonderful, sparkling turquoise.
Did they offer you the job as a reward for sorting things out with the miners? Yes? So everything would go smoothly?
You sound like a child. Or a miner. Nobody needs them there. Nobody. And even if the miners did call a strike, a hunger strike, or any other stupid thing, do you reckon anyone would hear about it there? They've got enough problems of their own, so what do they care about a little town on the edge of the earth?
I'm in a hurry, Homoy. I want to put the dress on today. Vietka says she's finished it. I really want to try it on.
No, wait! What do you mean you haven't answered me?
It means you've mixed me up with a completely different Sirena. I'm sorry, Homoy, but I really don't need anyone to appreciate me. It means I don't need your job, Homoy. It means I don't need your tropical sea. It means I don't need you. Tell everyone Ugelberg is being closed down. They have a right to know. They've got children, Homoy.
But you're not saying this because you're anxious about them, are you? You couldn't give a damn about them. It's because of him. Because of that sissy scientist. I'm right, aren't I? That's a Serena. Serena! What are you making me do, Serena?
While Usatia's bar in Ugelberg performed the function of a town square where the townspeople gathered every evening to make important decisions, Ugelberg's post office was its information centre. It was here, in this small room decorated with postcards and furnished in one corner with a single telephone booth, that people communicated with the mainland. This was Leisure's domain, and it was up to Leisure to dispatch all the information from the town from here. Leisure also made quite sure she passed on everything she heard.
Did you manage to get through?
Leisure, everything I tell you now must not go beyond these walls.
What?
You're a postmistress. That's an important position, and it involves responsibility as well. Just like mine. You'll be able to understand me.
I'll try. I mean, I will.
Well, the way things have worked out, our town may be shut down. No, don't interrupt me. It's a fact, our town may be closed down. It's all down to that young man, Max, and his report on how things are here in Ugelberg. He wants to shut the mine.
Who? The scientist? But he hasn't been here once. He couldn't have sent his report off.
Well, no, not yet. He hasn't. But he will. And don't tell anyone I've been here.
Oh, you gave me a fright, Max. I thought you wanted to go to the glacier today.
Look, this is cotton grass from Arctic dandelions.
Oh.
You can't see them that well under the snow. I had to look really hard. You need to put them in water.
Oh, thank you. They're wonderful. Do you like my dress? I wanted to put it on this evening. I wasn't expecting you back so early.
I haven't been far. I went for a walk. I like everything I saw. The snow, the fjord, these small houses, even the roads covered in black coal dust.
You're becoming a real member of our little community.
Oh, I like your dress. I like you. But I'm completely confused. I don't understand what I'm doing here. It's all become rather meaningless, or, on the contrary, too meaningful. I came here to prove something. Prove to the whole world, prove to my father, prove to myself, but now I don't really understand why. Why do it?
Oh, it's all very simple, darling. You're saving the world. You're trying to prove to people that a problem really exists. It isn't just something scientists have imagined and...
Oh, it's impossible to save the world. It's nonsense. You can only save yourself.
All right. Well, put it this way, then. You're trying to explain to people that they have to save themselves, come to their senses and stop destroying nature, right?
Oh, that's nonsense, too. What you're saying is written in leaflets, so many of them that all the waste paper baskets in the world are crammed full of them. But people still don't believe they have to save the world. Is it really possible to make someone change the way they think? Make them change their faith? and through conviction, not coercion. Such things just don't happen. It's a venture doomed to failure.
What do you suggest, then?
Nothing. It feels like I've wasted half my life. Yet now, maybe for the first time, I want to live for myself for a while. You're so beautiful in that dress. Come here.
I can't. I can't anymore. I'm a simple woman from a small town on the edge of the earth. There's been nothing in my life apart from the sea. Then a man appeared. He was different from all the rest I'd known before. A special man. You. And everyone kept telling me, he's just as special as you, Sirena. And I tried to understand what exactly made you special, because you and I are different from all the others. And I realized that unlike everyone else, you are trying to do something that isn't just for yourself, but for the whole world. And it's not about getting food or making money. You are trying to make people hear that the world is dying. It's like trying to stop a glacier from moving with your hands. It's a venture doomed, as you say, to failure, but it's so wonderful. Living with a conviction that it's possible to change something. It's the only reason to live. Now you're announcing you want to live for yourself, that you're giving it all up.
Serena.
And I love that man. I love him for his stupid, funny, reckless faith that it's possible to change something.
To hell with it all. There's you and me. There's no cosmos like the one you're talking of. There's you and me, and we don't need anyone else.
Max, I'm sorry, but I can't. We've made a mistake. I've made a mistake. I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you should probably pack your things.
Serena!
Max, let go of me and go away.
No.
I lied to you when I said you couldn't live in any of the houses on the shore. Nobody's going to be returning there. I lied to you right from the start.
But I want to...
There's a Norwegian schooner in the bay. It's filling up with water and we'll be here for a few more hours. It'd be best if you left on it. Why? Why is this happening to us? Things were so good for us, weren't they, Bo? They really were, weren't they? Things were so good for us. It was like we were living in paradise. Things were so good. But now I'm scared. But I'm scared. Oh, say something.
Don't be scared.
Is that all you can say?
Oh.
You never say anything. I hope I know what's in your head, Bo, but sometimes I so want to hear you say it out loud. I really miss not hearing it. Especially now when I'm feeling so scared.
I've got nothing to say.
I'm so scared.
I'm going out.
Where? Oh, don't go. Is it because of me? Don't go. I'm sorry if I said something wrong, but don't go. Please forgive me.
It's not because of us. I'll be back soon. Well, I love you.
Burr, come back. I love you too, Burr.
Hello, Dad? It's me, Ugelberg. I'm sorry I disappeared. I want to own up. I did it out of spite. To spite you. Well, to get you to take notice of me. To hear me. I suppose I'm ringing to say that at last I'm ready to take responsibility for what I'm doing. Not because of you, but for myself. I've grown up, Dad. It's not like you to trust unverified data, but have faith in me. Well, I've two tasks now. The first is easy. To save the world. The second is to win someone's trust back.
Is it true Max was sent by the board?
Why should some young
kid decide our future?
He's managed to gain Serena's trust. The bastard tricked her.
Now, quiet. Yes, now, it all depends on what Max tells the board. And I have information that... It's hard for me to speak about it.
What, they've decided to shut down the mine? And our town? This young guy decided it?
What the hell? Who is he anyway? I'll smash his brains out.
Killing him isn't enough.
No.
Not after all he's done.
Miners, are you really going to agree to this?
No.
Are you really going to agree to us being sent off like some old redundant barge to be turned into scrap metal?
No, absolutely not.
Are you, proud, strong people, really agreeing to your work and everything being for nothing?
No way.
To it coming down to the decision of some snotty kid.
I'd rather kill the little
under the ice with him, and that's that. Just like he never came here. Just like he never existed.
Yes.
Stop it. What do you want to do to the boy? Do you really want to kill him? Have you thought about... Serena, have you thought about her? Oh, my... Why are you saying nothing? Just speak up.
Yes, Asatia, we are thinking about her. We're thinking about how this scumbag's tricked her. And how he's tricked us all.
Wait.
Asatia's right. Listen to me.
No,
be quiet. Listen. None of this is true. I've tricked you.
What?
Max has got nothing to do with this. The guy's done nothing wrong.
What? You mean the mine isn't being shut down?
No, it is.
But... And Ugelberg, it isn't being closed down.
Ugelberg will cease to exist.
Nobody is accusing you of anything. All right, we know you've got nothing to do with it. You've always rooted for us. You've always spoken up for us on the mainland. But we're not on the mainland.
No.
We're in Ugelberg.
We understand you, Cromwell. You're the manager. You don't want to ruin relations with the board. But here, in Ugelberg, it's us who decide what we're going
to
do.
We've got nothing to lose. We don't give a damn about this board of yours.
No.
Just like your board doesn't give a damn about us.
Right,
and just like this bastard doesn't give a damn about us. We'll find him.
He's going to pay for everything. For everything. Yes. Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Stop!
Listen to me! Stop!
Stop! Wait! Serena! Where's Max?
I don't know. Why have you come rushing in here without any warning?
The miners are searching all over Ugelberg for him. He's got to get out of here, fast.
Why? What's happened?
Where is he?
What's happened? Why have you all come here?
Where is he hiding? Where have you hidden him? Look in the bedroom.
No, not in there. Look in the other rooms.
Just stop! What do you think you're doing?
Serena, we're not children. You can't order us about.
We know what to do. Where's the scientist?
We want to have a talk with him. An important one.
Serena, they want to kill him.
Why? What's he done to you?
Oh, you really want to know? You want to find out what he's done to our families? What he's done to us? Where is he?
He's not here. He left.
Left? How? Where's he gone to?
He's on the Norwegian schooner.
Who knows what time the schooner leaves?
Oh, it already has. Damn! We've lost everything. Our town. Our life. We've lost it all.
What's Max got to do with it? It's not his fault, is it?
Oh, not his fault. He said himself it was all caused by our coal. I heard him myself. We all heard him.
Oh, I did say that. And I'll say it again.
Max, run.
Grab him.
He hasn't left. He hasn't managed to escape.
Let him go.
Come back. And I'm not going anywhere.
Of course you're not going anywhere. You won't be going anywhere now.
Let him go. Paul, let me go. Max.
Take him to the bay. Under the ice. He's not going to destroy our town.
Max. I beg you, tell them you're not to blame for anything. Tell them you were joking, that you deceived everybody. Tell them it's all because of your father. You yourself don't believe in what you're saying. You told me so yourself.
Serena, that's exactly why I've come back. Because everything I was saying is the truth. I'm never going to take back what I said.
Under the ice with him. Keep her here.
Max, no. Please.
Serena, it's the truth.
Max. Oh, Max.
As I said before, there is no such town as Ugelberg, and there is no such glacier as Nordbreen. To be more precise, it's not been mapped yet, but it is now a small stream flowing through a valley that for thousands of years had been covered by an ice crust many meters deep. It melted, astonishingly fast for such a giant. And there are no such people as Kromoy, Otval, Bohr, Vietka, and the rest. They've vanished somewhere over there on the mainland. How strange what seems so eternal like the north, ice, people, crumbles at the slightest touch. My mother, Sirena, often used to tell me this story about how she got to know and then lost my father, a scientist who wanted to save the world. And she always used to add at the end that Ugelberg's forced closure and the continuing devastation of our world were due neither to someone's evil design nor to natural cataclysms, but to some people failing to bring simple truths to the attention of others. "We often don't understand one another," she used to say. "But what makes us different from animals and makes us strong is our desire to understand others and hear what they are saying. And the main thing is to try and do this before it's too late."
In On the Edge of the Earth by Mikhail Donienkov. Sirena was played by Indira Varma. Max by Luke Treadaway. Kromoy, Nicholas Farrell. Usatia, Joanna Munro. And Koltun, Ewan Bailey. Boer was Carl Prekop. Lija, Helen Longworth. Vietka, Rachel Davis. And Utval, Jared McDermott. The narrator was Tom Goodman Hill. Technical presentation was by Graham Harper. The production coordinator was Beverly Tagg. On the Edge of the Earth was a BBC World Service production. The director was Rosalind Ward.
And Mikhail's play will be the last world drama to feature regularly on the BBC World Service, although there will be occasional dramas throughout the year. For more details or to hear Mikhail's play again, please go to bbcworldservice.com and select World Drama from the A to Z programmes menu.
Es wird einmal ein Wunder geschehen und dann werden tausend Märchen wahr. Ich weiß, so schnell kann keine Liebe vergehen, die so groß ist und so wunderbar. Wir haben beide denselben Stern und dein Schicksal ist auch meins. Du bist mir fern und doch nicht fern, denn unsere Seelen sind eins. Und da wird einmal ein Wunder. Ich weiß, wir uns wiedersehen.
dann werden tausend Märchen wahr. Ich weiß, so schnell kann keine Liebe vergehen. So groß ist und so wunderbar. Wir haben beide denselben Stern. Dein Schicksal ist doch meins. Du bist mir fern und doch nicht fern, denn unsere Seelen sind eins.
Liebe dich, liebe dich, wenn es Liebe ohne Sinn für mich. Doch ich weiß mehr.
Arschlöcher alle auf dieser Welt, dieses Elend.